Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. We're on the air. Hallelujah. We think the Lord has helped us to fix some of the niches. Hallelujah. The twitches. God is good. God is good. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministry, sons and daughters of God called to pray. Good morning. Good morning, Mother. God bless you. God bless you. I pray you had a good weekend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. It's so good hearing your voice. I tell you, this is the day that the Lord God has made. Hallelujah. And we're going to rejoice and be glad. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're glad and glory. We just bask in the fact that our God prepared this day. He has us here, and he has equipped us.
Yes, Lord.
To go through this day with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding for this day. The blood of Jesus covers us for this day. And all that we will pray, who we will pray for, every situation, every personal situation and circumstances, spoken and unspoken. Amen? Hallelujah. We have confidence that our Father loves us, that he God, he protects and he corrects us. Because if he loves you, he's going to correct you. Amen? Hallelujah. He's going to show you which way to go, how to go. If you said or did anything that wasn't right, the Holy Ghost is going to prick your heart, and you're going to repent for it, because we're not so prideful that we can't recognize when we may have said or done anything wrong, because we want to be reflectors of heaven on earth. Amen. Living a holy life unto God. We're grateful for that. We're grateful. Grateful that God trusts us and he empowered us to live a life that represents him in the earth. Amen. Not just in church and around our church friends, but, you know, we can have a good time just with us. But there are others. There, the harvest is just right. It's white and it's right. The fields are white. But Jesus said then that the laborers were few.
Amen.
But all we have to do is just say a word that Amen. God has given us and Amen. Entrusted us to say. We don't have to show ourselves nothing, but it can just be a word or a smile that will melt the hard heart and allow them to feel the presence of God. Woo! Glory. Nothing is too hard, my old Father. What you say, Mother?
Amen.
Nothing is too hard for him. Nothing is too hard for him. So we you know, many are the afflictions of the righteous.
Yes.
But the scripture says, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all.
Amen. All.
Hallelujah. He said, in the time of trouble,
yes.
We can call on him.
Oh, God.
And he hears us when we call. And not only that, he comes and see about us, and he fixed the situation. But I got news for us. The situation has already been fixed before the foundation of the world. Jesus said, when you pray, know that you have it when you pray. Know that you have the answer. You know that you have the results when you pray. You already have it. So we just have to walk through it We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't understand, but we still have to know that God is in control. So he's in control, Mother. What you say?
I say he's in control. He got 10,000 blessings in his hand just to satisfy. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're grateful this morning.
Grateful.
It's no sense in praying if you don't know who you're praying to. No sense in praying if you don't have confidence in it.
Amen.
Because you just get words in the air. But
we got
to know that there's a target, and he is the target, the Almighty God himself. Ooh, God. Oh, my God. We can just run to him. Run, oh, God, in his arms, because he cares for us. Ooh, his arms are open wide, and we can just run in the safety of his arms. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. Mother, lead us in prayer this morning.
Hallelujah. Father, Lord, we lift our hands in the sanctuary.
Yes,
we lift it up to you this morning, Lord.
Yes,
thank you for your goodness and your kindness.
Yes,
and your spirit makes the intercession, Lord. Oh, God, you put running in our life and in our faith, Lord.
Yes,
we thank you for the confidence we have, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. We know that you cover us, Lord.
Yes,
oh, God,
yes.
Hallelujah. You are on the help, oh,
yes.
God, in the name of Jesus. See us through this day, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we know you got it in your hand, Lord.
Yes, yes.
And your Holy Ghost makes intercession through the
Ooh,
Spirit of God.
Glory.
Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Praise the name, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to take us through this day, Lord.
Thank you, God.
everything in your hand, Lord. And God bless the requests, Lord.
Yes,
and bless the sick and the shedding, Lord. And oh God, bless those that are going through trials and tribulations. Those in the hospital this morning, Lord.
Yes,
see them through, Lord. Come and be with the doctors and the nurses, Lord. Care them too, Lord. It's all belong to you and your will, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Bless his sister hang out this morning.
Yes.
Bless Uncle George in a special amount. A special request, Lord, you see, you know, and you understand.
Yes.
It's in the hands of thee, Lord. It all belongs to you.
Yes.
Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for being so kind to us, so merciful, so tender loving to us. And oh, God, in the name of Jesus, thank you how you cover our families, our children, and oh, God, who works out the circumstance and among us, Lord, in our home, Lord. Oh, God, thank you for caring us, Lord. Thank you for taking care of us. Thank you for blessing. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you what you're doing for us, what you're going to do for us, Lord. Keep our minds stayed on, hedges in from the hands of the enemy. And oh, God, we trust you. Oh, God, we look to thee for coming all our help.
Yes,
oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We just want to please you this morning, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, God, we just lift you up. We praise you, Lord. Oh, God, bless every soul, Lord. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, help us to overcome and be in your word, be bound up in the vineyard. Thank you for the vineyard, Lord. Oh, God, send the labors in the vineyard, Lord. Help us to work out our soul salvation with fear, Lord. Oh, God, increase our faith the more. Hallelujah, Jesus. Increase our faith the more, Lord. Oh, God, see us through, Lord. We thank you how you cover us, Lord. Oh, God, how you make ways and supply everything, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. Oh, God, let peace abide, Lord. Help us to seek peace and pursue it, Lord. Oh, God. Name of Jesus. We thank you. We want to be in your will, Lord. Oh, Father God, in the name of you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, we lift you up this morning,
yes,
Lord. God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bring ladies in the vineyard, Lord. Encourage minds and hearts. Save those that will be saved, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Those of seeking you, looking out for you, Lord. Oh, God, lift them up and encourage their minds and hearts, Lord. Help us to hold on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, work it out in our lives, Lord. Oh, God,
glory.
In the name of we just thank you this
thank
morning.
You,
just praise your holy name, God.
Yes,
oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Thank
we
you,
praise your name, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your answers of prayer.
Yes,
thank you for the request. How you made ways and how you opened doors for us, Lord. We thank you. Let it be witness and testimony there where they go, Lord.
Yes,
oh, God, in my Jesus. Oh, God, we praise your name,
praise
Lord.
Your name,
thank you, Lord.
Thank
praise
you.
Your holy name, Lord. Oh, God, see us all through, Lord.
Yes,
Father God, in the name of Jesus, continue to give us the word and the rhema of word, Lord. Episode, be obedient to your word,
yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh,
my God. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
How you make your ways and open doors, Lord.
Thank you.
And bless the Lord. Oh, God, anoint your first this day, Lord.
Yes,
anoint your first this day. Glory. Top of our head, so loud,
yes,
oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
We just, Lord. Oh, God, not other but you, Lord.
No.
And thank you, Lord. We know who we're talking to.
Yes,
we know who Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we know who covers us, Lord. We praise your name, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you, Lord. Bless in the highways and the byways, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
oh, bless our loved ones, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless our loved ones. Stir them up to the sense of their duties, Lord. Lord, go take them through, Lord. Hand them in from the hands of the enemy, Lord. Bless our government and bless your situation. Oh, God, the virus in your hand, Lord.
Yes.
We look to the heavens. That was all I have, Lord. There's nothing
Give us overcoming power, enduring power. Oh, Father God, give us to run the race with patience.
Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, it all belongs to you, Lord. I know you will and I know you can, Lord. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this beautiful day, Lord. Lord, thank you, Mama. Praise the name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! God. Jesus. We just thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
God. Thank you. Praise your holy name, Lord. Oh, Father God, bless the bereaved and special matter, Lord. Cover their minds and heart, Lord. You told us to be prepared, be ready, and waiting for you, Lord. Have us all for you, be ready, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Have us to be ready, be waiting for you, Lord. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But thank you for my help, Lord. Thank you for the system, how you made ways to supply my needs, Lord. I'm in the hands of thee. It all belongs to you, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the joy of my salvation. Ooh, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
God, my Savior, my Savior, my Savior. Thank you, name. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I thank you. Bless your holy name, Jesus. Back to you, Pastor. Praise the Lord.
Christian.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Mother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that was a heartfelt prayer right there. Hallelujah. We thank God for Mother Dunlap. I always, when you come on, I just say Mother, and I never, very seldom mention your name, but your name is Jenny Dunlap. Hallelujah. A mighty woman of God, and I just thank God for her, and she is a mother of the church, hallelujah, and she is a mother indeed, hallelujah, bless the Lord. Oh, I feel it this morning. I really, really feel it. I feel the prayer. I feel the presence of God. Oh, my God, I have a sense, hallelujah, of his presence this morning, and I thank God for it. I thank him for reassuring us that he's with us. You know, when you pray, we by faith, we know that we connected. But but when he allow you to get a quick visual, oh, glory, hallelujah, and you experience, I heard when you were coming on this morning, Mother, you were praying already, hallelujah, because you take it serious. Oh, my God. Hallelujah, we were welcoming him. We kept the appointment. A lot of times we don't understand. When we set an appointment, God is there meeting us at that appointment. And when we decide, well, no, I ain't going to do it today. It ain't like that. God is there. Where are you? Because you said that you were going to meet him at a certain time. And when you be faithful, all that you're going through, Mother, and you're faithful and you're ready to intercede for others, to pray for others, my God, what an example it is for the younger people. Because it's not like what it feels like, I ain't feeling it today. It's what you have committed to. And I thank God for you this morning. I just know that God loves you. Hallelujah. And I thank him for his mercy and I thank him for his grace. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning, Elder Peterson. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in this morning. Hallelujah. We'll do as we always do. Going to read our scripture. Hallelujah. Genesis, the first chapter. Bless the Lord. Starting at the first verse. All inclusive. The only one that has a right to brag is our God. The only one that has the right to declare is our God. Look at this here. It says, in the beginning. Not someone made God, but in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Oh, yes, he did. Hallelujah. His hands only. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. Listen to this. And the evening and the morning was the first day. Grab a hold of that one. Genesis 1:26. And God said, listen, and God said, and God said, none other, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. There's no question of the authority as to who God is. None. And who we are. Your God made this earth for you. And for you to have had authority. Not prideful sinfulness, but holy boldness in the image and the likeness and the man of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just saying, my God, when we learn to walk this earth in the manner that God has called us to walk this earth, and Jesus came and died so that we could have that authority again. Not to turn our nose up at anyone. Not to say I'm better than someone. But to walk as sons and daughters of the Most High God. Hallelujah. That who have authority and have access to the throne room. Who have access to the Godhead Council. Who have access in times of trouble. And call on him. And he hear you. And he answer you. Because he's your covenant God. He's your Father. He's your Lord. Your Master and your King. You're here in this world, but you're not of it. God is so good to us. God is so good. And our heart should want to reflect him in the earth. Not ourself, but him in the earth. When people see us, they shouldn't see Margaret. They should see him. They should look at and say, oh, I know who your daddy is. Glory. Hallelujah. I see him. I know who your daddy is. I know who your daddy is. Don't have to open your mouth. I know who your daddy is. I want to say this. I know of a young lady, and I pray that she will really, really see who God has made her to be. She hadn't gotten that yet. She's trying a lot of things, and for some reason, she is not convinced of the anointing and the power and the authority that God has given her. She's just not. And she goes a lot of places, imitating a lot of people, hearing a lot of people, and trying to do it like they do it. But I'm here to tell you, God has already put it in us. Listen, the power and authority to accomplish the things that He has set for us to do. Confidence in God, hallelujah, and operate therein. I mean, this, you know that she has taken people into the presence of God. I ain't talking about this warning or imitating stuff. Oh, by Shakur. And she doesn't even have the confidence in herself. Hallelujah. Pray for the younger. Hallelujah. And make sure what we're saying to them is of God, that we're leading them right. Hallelujah. The younger ones are going through a lot of trouble, trials and confusion. Trying to run here, trying to run there, and they can't. They're blinded. They can't see it. It's not about the masses. It's not about the fine luxuries. It's about the anointing of God. The confidence in God. The confidence that you know who you are. Oh, God. You know who you are. You know who you are. And you're at peace with it. You're at peace. All right. Isaiah 43, starting at the 7th verse. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Not for our own personal glory, but for his glory. Hallelujah. For everyone that's called by his name. 43 and 8 says, bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and besides me, there is no Savior. I have declared, and I have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Hmm. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Did you hear that? This part, that 43:12, the last ending of 12 says that I am God. He's God, and he's God alone. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Bless, and I stopped saying he and him, and just say God. Almighty God. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. That should give us comfort. It should give us comfort, reassurance that we know in whom we believe. Oh, my God. And that he is the one who called us. He called us. You didn't call yourself. Mm-mm. He called us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now listen to this. Listen. Romans the 14th chapter, starting at the 8th verse. Listen to this. Forever we live unto the Lord. And rather we die unto the Lord. Rather we live, therefore, or die are the Lord's. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah. It does not matter. I would say this to us in the next few minutes that we have. There will be temptations, many temptations, that will show you that if you don't make waves, you can go to church, do churchy stuff, but you can also live. You can, Lord have mercy. Actually, it's a double life, and it's all right. But you're not making waves. And since you're not making waves, you're not causing any trouble. So, and then you begin to have. Oh, you're just being blessed. And that weight, every time you turn around, sometimes it looked like every time you turn around, this was happening to you, that was happening to you. Happening. Crazy stuff. But when you found, if you just stay in the middle of the road, make no waves, then you can have all of this good stuff. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Just say. Just say. What does it profit a man? Does God give good gifts? Oh, yes, he does. But don't compromise. And don't compromise. Don't compromise. Hold on to God. I encourage you to hold on to God. God knows everything we need. He knows the trouble that we have seen and the things that we have experienced. But he said for us to put our trust in him. Jesus said for us to seek ye first the kingdom and its righteousness. And all these things will be added unto us. Don't you know your Father know you have need of these things? But he wants you to have it in a way that doesn't cause you to sin. He want to supply them to you. And he doesn't want us to just think that we can come up with a formula to get the things that we want. He don't want us to pray just and have a formula so we can get the things that we want. He wants us to walk freely and boldly in the kingdom according to his will and according to his way. And all these things, as being a kingdom child, will come. But now Jesus also told us, because we're in this world, the world will hate us. He said it. So don't hold on and think that you're going to be excluded. God did tell us he's our shield. The scripture says he's our shield of defense. He'll fight our battles. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. He said sometimes he'll tell you to be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Sometimes he'll tell, like he told David. David said, shall I pursue? He said, pursue. He said, will I recover? He said, you will recover it all. Hallelujah. Glory. But David was prepared to pursue. Just saying. David was prepared to pursue. Remember that. Hallelujah. God loves you. God loves us. Yes, he does. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Just wrap that around you. You're loved by the Almighty God. And yes, I know things can happen that can blow your socks, blow your knees, buckle your knees, but God is still there with us. So let's not criticize. Let's encourage each other and let's pray for each other to stay strong in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. God loves us. And let's just stop during the course of the day and just get somewhere quiet and feel his presence and feel his love. He loves you. He loves you. Don't ever forget it. He loves you and you're special to him. We'll read our final scripture, then our closing scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:13 through 14. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now that's the truth right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Our closing scripture. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hear it. Hear it. Hear it. Oh, Almighty God loves us. Jude 1:24-25. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in love, knowing God loves you. And we've all done it. And it's all been done in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Until the next time, God bless. Thank you.